Dean, your reaction first of all to the defeat?
Disappointing. we started okay, and obviously we give penalty away early on, and it takes a lot of wind out of sails, and you see a lot of confidence drained out of the lads. It's not a malice tackle or anything like that, it's just Georgie slipped, and they're the kind of things that aren't going for us at the moment.
And it's not the first time, has it, that you've conceded a penalty early on? It can't keep happening, I suppose.
No, look, we got away with it at the weekend. Tonight, ET caught us out, and as I said, it's the low. We've got to stick together, first and foremost, and keep our heads up and get our chest out and ready to go at the weekend.
In terms of the second goal again, just after half-time, like with Burton, and another set piece, and that must really frustrate you as well.
Yeah, look, we can strip it back, and I can say he's offside, which he is, because I've seen it. At the first phase of it, he's offside. Corner, somebody's lost a man, and then it's a ricochet, and then the person who's lost his man, he's put it in. So it's dead of bits and pieces. As I said, the young, inexperienced group, and we have to start standing up and be counting now.
You say they're feeling low after this game. Stats, 4 defeats in 5. How do you get them out? How do you get them to respond to this and start winning games again?
Look, we've got to strip it right back. It's momentum in football's massive. They're on a good run at the beginning of the season. Getting pats on our back, etc. Now we have to take the rough with the smooth. And as I said, we've come through a part where we've had a good start. Now that's kind of balancing the table out for us to make it, we sat mid-table, but we've got to strip it back and we've got to get to basics. And first and foremost, we've got to go out there at the weekend and put a shift in for the club.
Is it a confidence thing? Are they lacking a bit of confidence at the moment, do you think?
Yeah, look, there's no point me trying to paper over it and kid people. They're going to be, as you said, one win in 5. It's not great on the eye. Been in a good place, and that's hard work, got to say, and they've got to learn from it. As I said, they're young, they're inexperienced. There's one or two that's only been added to it. Rusty's only came in the last few weeks. He's played 3 games in a week, been around the group. He'll have an effect. Joe Edwards, he's back in the group training, so he ain't far off. He'll have an effect over the next few weeks. Ozzy didn't do a full pre-season, so it's what's left on the outside of that is young lads who've just started finding a way in the game.
Do you think you're leaning then, what you're saying there, a little bit on your experienced players now to have an effect and sort of say to your squad, look, roll your sleeves up, this is big now for you?
No, look, it's not just about the experienced players, it's myself as well. We have to close ranks and pull together. And as I've told me now, them 4 walls, we have to stick together. It's part of your career. Yes, you're just starting off, some of them, and they want to climb the ladder and go and play as high as they can. And it's part and parcel of football, this is. We have to, as I said, you have to learn from it. And it's only one way you're going to get over it, and that's by getting your head down and working hard.
You went back to 4-4-2 tonight. Are you happy with how that turned out?
Yeah, look, bits and pieces throughout the game. I thought we'd done okay. But as I said, it's something we've got to learn from. And shape-wise, I thought we'd done okay in bits and pieces.
And in terms of creating chances as well, Morgan Ferrier had that chance about 15 minutes to go, stretching the keeper. But were you happy on the whole? You crosses into the box?
No, look, we had 2 opportunities first off. Decent play. We got down the side of them within the first 30 seconds. A couple of more crosses going in. We didn't arrive at anything. 2 efforts from the edge of the box, and we didn't hit a target. And there's bits we've got to learn from. As I said, it's a young group, but we need to grow up.
And the best chance to bounce back is a cup game against a local rival, isn't it?
Yeah, look, there's going to be a great atmosphere. They're always in cup games. It's the FA Cup, and it still means a lot to people. Said to me now, we've got a massive game at the weekend. There'll be a big attendance. There'll be a typical cup atmosphere, and Coventry are flying at the moment, and can we upset it?